The code. See it their way. One summer evening when I was 15, my sister Marette and I sat in the living room watching TV. We could hear the kitchen faucet in the background as my mother washed the dinner dishes. I had spent the day working, then playing basketball, and was now relaxing to the Jeffersons. My father walked in and sat next to us, but we didn't notice him until he interrupted us. "I would like to ask you a question, if I may. Who among you loves your mother?" Marette and I looked at each other, wondering what our crazy father was talking about now. Is he seriously asking us if we love the woman who left friends and family for us? Who carried us across a wilderness? Who values our well-being above her own? "What are you talking about?" we said. "Of course we love her." Our father shook his head slowly. "You are both liar ones. If you truly loved your mother, she wouldn't be cooking for you all the time, and sweeping for you all the time, and washing for you all the time. If you loved her, you would leap with joy to do things for her and make her life easier. But you love yourselves much more than you love your mother. You would rather make yourselves happy, which is why you sit here watching TV every day while she cooks and cleans for you. You don't know what love is." I couldn't believe my father's nerve. What right did he have to tell me whom I loved and whom I didn't? But the more I thought about his words, the more I realized their truth. How could I say I loved my mother when I didn't take 1 hour a week to make her life easier? When I had to be begged before I did anything around the house? When I expected a gold medal the few times I did something without being asked? No, it was my mom who loved me. She gave to me with no thought of reward. She sacrificed for me and loved me through her actions. Her love for me was a one-way street, with her doing all the loving, when it should have been a two-way boulevard, with me loving her back. As furious as I was at my father, I had to admit that he had taught me a valuable lesson. I love you isn't said through words. It's said through actions. Cheerleading blues. The year after my father's tirade, Marette ran into a big problem with him and my mom. She wanted to join the high school cheerleading squad. For my parents, who had never even let her wear a short skirt, that was a joke. Their daughter, dressed in skimpy outfits, prancing around in front of sex-crazed teenage boys, they'd throw her out of the house before they would let that happen. Instead of getting upset or complaining, though, Marette made a smart move. She put herself in my parents' shoes and asked the questions, "What do my parents want and why?" Once she put herself in their shoes, Marette realized that my parents wanted her to be safe. So she asked the cheerleading team's faculty advisor to talk to my parents and to show them how the school kept the cheerleaders safe. Marette wanted to give my parents even more good reasons for letting her join the team, so she kept pushing her turbo button and asked herself, "What else can I do to make my parents see the value of cheerleading?" She remembered that back when we were in elementary school, my parents used to awaken us at 5 o'clock a.m. to make us exercise. So she called my parents to the living room and showed them the stretches and jumps that cheerleading would teach her. Once my parents saw that Marette would be safe and would get to exercise, they let her join. What can you learn from Marette's story? The next time you face a challenge with your parents, or with anyone else, put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to see things their way. Like Marette, you might be amazed by the results. When reason fails. Obviously, there will be times when no matter how much you reason with your parents, things won't go your way, and you'll have to choose your reaction. During my junior year of high school, my father and I got into a stupid argument, and neither one of us wanted to back down. Before long, we were barely speaking to each other, and my dad refused to let me attend my next track meet. The next day, I felt awful when I had to tell my track coach I couldn't run. In fact, under different circumstances, If the next meet had been the state championship, I might have done something I never wanted to do, disobey my father. But in this instance, I realized that my relationship with my father mattered more than the next meet. So I swallowed my anger and came home early. Giving to your parents, washing the car without being asked, coming home when you're supposed to, seeing things their way, will make them more likely to give you the things you want. More important, you'll build a better relationship with them. Sometimes, though, conflicts will arise, and no matter what you do, your parents will seem unreasonable. In these situations, remember that your parents are from another planet. Seriously, realize that your parents are people too, and that no one is perfect. Just as you would want your parents to forgive you for your shortcomings, try to extend that same forgiveness to them, no matter your background. Unfortunately, some of us face agonizing family problems, where the issues are much greater than attending a track meet. Situations where our parents divorce, leaving us smack in the middle, unsure of what to do or feel. Or situations where our families abuse us, or where we don't have a family. In these situations, when the simple answers don't apply, what do we do? While there's no easy answer, I hope you'll consider these options. 1. Talk to someone you trust outside your family. This could be a teacher or spiritual advisor, your principal or friend, or even a friend's parent. They might provide valuable guidance, so don't be afraid to ask. 2. Keep your code strong. While you can't control who your parents are and what they do, you can always control who you are. You can always choose your own code. Of course, maintaining an empowering code amidst a rough family life is not easy. I hope the tools from Win Every Day, journaling and developing spirit builders, will help you overcome your challenges. 3. Always keep hope alive. As you'll see in the next secret, even the most painful challenges can lift you to unimagined heights. So even if things are rough now, keep hope burning. Keep believing that things will get better. Your turn. See it their way. 1. Time to mind read. Pick either a parent or a sibling and put yourself in their shoes. What kinds of things does that person think about? What are their biggest challenges? What kind of activities do they like to do? Once you understand that person, you'll be able to give to them more effectively. For example, if you know that your sister is lonely, you might ask her to hang out with you and your friends. If you know your parents are overworked, you might help them around the house. 2. Showing love isn't something we should do once in a while. It's something we should do all the time. So my challenge to you is this. Pick a time you're free every week. Sunday night, Saturday mornings, or whatever works for you. And spend a few minutes planning how you'll show love to your friends and family in the coming week. You can even use your journal. Once you start this, showing love will become something you do regularly, not once in a while. If you're not on good terms with a family member, what's something you can do to improve the situation? Write down at least one thing you can do and something you can say that will improve the relationship. If it works, you might even make it part of your weekly routine.